Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, as always on a Friday, Mike Ward gave us his pick of the non-sporting telly. Martin Kellner was here in the flesh. Oh, a rare treat for good us after him, such a long time to bring us his week of sport on TV. We had a bit of a chat about various things. I took you back to my days working at Chelsea under Ken Bates. We also spoke to Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly, and we found out something quite surprising about the former jump jockey.
We did.
I think that's it, isn't it?
That's it.
That's enough, for goodness sake. Don't go mad. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. Jim broke the news earlier on, and it's the big ticker here on Sky, but not a massive surprise. If you win the Champions League and get top four, I would imagine you will get an extended contract, wouldn't you, really?
Well, I think Mr. Abramovich was very grateful. I don't know if you saw the clip.
We heard him speak English, didn't we?
Thank you very much.
Lucker from Taxi.
Dance has already started writing it, by the way.
Oh, good.
Mr. Tuchel reached out a long arm and picked up a pen to sign his 4-year contract. You know what he did next? That's right, he got the sack.
Exactly.
Because he's the Chelsea manager.
You know, he's not going to be there. The chances of him being there in June 2024 are virtually nil.
But it works, Andy.
The thing
is, if you've got this chaos theory, scorched earth way of doing the job, people would say, oh, that's no way to run a football club.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Two Champions Leagues, of course, in 9 years.
The thing is, he backs the managers. And if you back whoever it is, if you back the manager, and he gets in good people, and that's why he's had good results.
Well, we were just talking to Perry there before he left about Antonio Conte. And on the face of it, Daniel Levy and Antonio Conte do not look like a marriage made in heaven. But if Conte stays for 2 years and delivers, I think that's all we're expecting to get from him. That's
He'll
the way
deliver. He's the best league manager there is, I think. He knows how to win a league. He's not great in Europe, but that doesn't affect Spurs.
Call for Dr. Tottenham.
Yeah.
The man that knows it. I mean, they've been saying that they're going to try and keep Harry Kane, and one of the conversations at Daniel Levy.
It might help. Well, you know, he's a very, very good
manager. But you're going to sit him down and say, Harry, we're bringing a proven winner into the club. Will you stay? And he's saying, hang on, didn't we have this conversation about 18 months ago?
I find it amazing at Tottenham, because if their ultimate thing is to sell the club, all they have to do is get in a manager like Conte, back him for 2 years with that crowd, with that stadium, with everything, and the nucleus of the team they've got. You know, they weren't that far off and they had a poor season. So, you know, it's a surprise from Joe Lewis and Daniel Levy. They don't think, all right, let's spend $200 million. What does it matter? I can afford it.
Yeah.
And then the thing will be worth selling.
Well,
it'll be worth
one left funnel on his next yacht, isn't it? Really?
It's very, very odd.
Of his slightly less plush seating.
But talking about Spurs, I was thinking about you earlier in the week, actually, when I was watching Bake Off the Professionals.
Oh, okay.
Because the behind-the-scenes team featured international pastry consultant Martin Chiffers. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Martin on the pitch.
A chocolate eclair.
Yeah. Martin Chiffers.
Yeah, Chiffers. Chiffers.
Really?
Don't know if he's got a long throw.
Was he just throwing things across the room?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And were they singing Chiffers? Chiffers. That's Martin Chiffers. That is brilliant. Isn't it?
I mean,
if you've got odd spellings of the same, Well, I think it's odd spellings of the same name, because that's basically the same name, isn't it?
So nearly.
Remember we had what was it? Len Hoddle. Was it Len Hoddle on Fantasy Football?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm Len Hoddle. Drove him and his mum from Milton Keynes, didn't we?
Said,
that's right. It was all God, yeah, that was fun trying to find them for a month. Anyway,
you might be listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you see that story in The Sun this morning? A house for sale with artificial grass in every room.
I did see that, yeah.
I was thinking if it's a 4G pitch, and if the house goes into a higher price bracket, do they have to rip it out and replace it with natural grass?
That's right, if the area goes up, that's true. At the moment, it's a four-bed semi-detached, £299,950, and the whole house is, it's in St Austell, a lovely part of the world, of course, down in Cornwall.
Lovely.
And but they decided to do the whole house in Astro. It takes a stud, apparently. But they've done it all in artificial grass. So it's got those grommets everywhere. I mean, you go and you think it's mouse droppings, wouldn't you? But it's quite an odd thing,
bizarre,
isn't it?
Isn't it?
The whole, I mean, if you went into a house, have you ever done that before? When you go into a house, you look in. I mean, you've not moved very often. But,
once in 44 years.
Well, exactly. So it might be a bit lost on you. But I remember going in with my missus to this place years ago, and the couple said, well, this is this room, this is this room, and this is our pride and joy.
Oh, yeah.
And then they opened it and they had built a Yorkstone bar in the corner.
That's very nice.
Quite garish Yorkstone bar,
like, sort of
with
thing,
optics, all the optics,
nice.
And the Cinzano mirror. It was all there.
You know.
And I looked at my wife and they said, this is that. And then she wanted us to go, oh, that's magnificent. But all I was thinking was, I'll take a sledgehammer to that on day one.
I read that out.
That's coming out day one, that. Take a mallet to that.
It's National Fish and Chip Day today. I know.
Well, we know this because we spoke with a bloke who ate 100 fish fingers in 15 minutes.
Great news for Minette Batters. From the birthday spread.
Annette Batters from the birthday spread, that's right. Does she is the, is the
she
question
does.
She should ask.
And talking of Max, Bradley Wiggins is studying to be a doctor. I don't know if you read
this.
He can be the village GP in the Sturmey Archers.
They bring it back. I know a lot of people are clamouring for it to come
clamouring.
Back.
Clamouring, yeah.
Not a day goes by where Max doesn't get at least one email.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, an unexpected pleasure.
I know.
To have in the flesh, in the studio, not from the beautiful garden city of Leeds.
Well.
That's right. Martin Kellner, squad number 9. Martin, lovely to see you. It's been a while.
Can you hear me, boys?
We can, yeah.
Good.
Can you just speak like Norman Collier so it just feels like a normal broadcast?
No, it's lovely to be here and see you in situ. A lot's changed out there since I was 15 months. I've been doing the show from home, you know, my award-winning overnight show.
Yeah.
For 15 months, ever since it kicked off, so it's lovely to be here.
So you'll be in the Zoo format tonight with your team, will you? Or will
more
they be
or less, two out of three.
Oh, okay,
so
good. It would be a bit much for Stuart Weir to come down, wouldn't it, really? That would be pushing.
And Mark Donaldson.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Yeah. It's difficult to come over from Connecticut. I mean, he's a fan of yours.
He's got Scottish football covered.
Yeah, yes. That's it. So, Martin, what have you been watching on TV? This is the sport on TV section, in case you don't normally only tune in and have to leave at 3 o'clock, which is when Martin's normally on.
Well, I've been, obviously, like everybody else, watching the England friendly.
Mm.
And my view on England friendlies before a major tournament is that the only reason to watch them is if you're going to have to pick the team. I mean, it's not in itself, it is not entertaining.
You think they should be behind closed doors?
It wouldn't be a bad idea, to be honest. And interestingly, Mark Pugac did call it the phony war, which is sort of, it is that phony war period, really. But it's useful. There's another friendly on Sunday, and it's useful having them so that everybody can warm up. You know, so the pundits are warming up. I was quite impressed at Enya Lucas. She interrupted Roy Keane.
Wow.
I thought, there's bravery.
That's true.
So I thought she was good, and Roy Keane was what you expect.
Do you like Roy's salt and pepper beard? Is that working for you?
That's working for me, yeah.
He's not a man who would... He doesn't strike me as a man who would dye his beard. You know,
no.
I can't see him turn up one day, the full jet black beard.
No. And unlike Keir Starmer, he's probably not a moisturiser man. I don't see him moisturising.
He uses gravel.
Yeah,
that's what I would
but,
imagine.
Yeah, so it's a good warm up for them. Mm. And you also feel, obviously, whenever there's a major tournament, you all see stories in the paper about how much it's worth to the economy.
Yeah.
But this year, obviously, more than ever, you know, with the pandemic.
Mm.
So they're all cranking up for the sort of economy coming back. So you see all your adverts, they're premiering, basically, the big ads that are going to run during the Euro. So it's all cars and booze and things. And for somebody like me who's been locked up at home for like 15 months, watching adverts for, you know, patient claim line and...
things you know, get a free pen with.
Yeah, things you get a free pen with and funeral plans and, and all that stuff. Rather nice to see these ads. But the language of the advertisements interests me because it's all... You know, I was talking about Cantonese or Cantonesque.
Yes.
So when you have this very sort of gnomic, obscure language, I'm going to call it Cantonish.
Right.
Cantonish. And he was, in fact, in one of the ads, which I'd never seen it before, for Sports Direct. Did you see that?
It was the Eric was in Eric, an advert. No, I missed that. Himself. No.
For Cantonish, for Sports Direct.
He did a well-known beer ad.
Yeah, but, well, that was brilliant.
That was
one of the best ads of all time. Mm. But the one he did for Sports Direct, the fact that Eric Cantona was in it was about the only interesting thing, really. Mm. But because I know a lot of people, Warburton's Bread gets Robert De Niro, you know, in doing
George
his
Clooney.
And George Clooney thing. So the ads... I presume for a lot of companies, it's the big opportunity, isn't it? And he's doing Sports Direct. They've got a Galaxy Book ad, which is it's not chocolate. It's the it's this new it's
a dry book, a book about bar of chocolate.
Anyway, the thing is, this ad it's a reference to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh yeah,
it's a pastiche of the of that movie. But the language they use in these things, like there's a car ad, and at the end of it, it says, "Future is an attitude."
What does that mean?
Doesn't mean a damn thing. These people sitting round in Charlotte Street. Anyway, they've come with "Future is an attitude." Yeah. We've never needed progress so much.
Yeah.
Then there's an advert for gin. The gin ad says,
"Now me as a pricked up."
Yes. Yeah. The usual happens again, again, and again. Escape the convention and embrace the delectable. Does that mean anything to either of you?
No, me neither.
No. Undeniably peculiar, utterly delicious.
Jacobs, you've just described it.
Yeah, absolutely.
My one takeaway from that game was I don't think anyone's told Steve Holland the barbers are now open.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still cutting it himself.
Is he going for it?
Is that weird, wasn't it?
Yes, well, I've not noticed it.
It's a sort of like, it's just a top bit and then there's a bowl.
Is it John Mills in Ryan's Daughter?
Yeah, very much so.
That's what Steve's gone for. Could be holding up a lobster on the sideline.
Yeah.
Smiling. That'd be funny,
very
wouldn't
odd,
it?
Really.
Yeah. Sorry, go and check it out. It's very old. Robert Mitchum.
Yes, and...
Sarah Miles.
Oh, it's a great film.
It is a good film,
Yeah, it's a brilliant film.
Very good film,
Probably too soon to be talking about shell shock and things, but it was.
We won't go down that particular route.
So,
what else did you notice?
Well, I watched the Super League show, which is on BBC Two.
Yeah.
It comes on. I was sort of at half. It's in the middle of the day. It comes on BBC Two after the Daily Politics.
I love the way one of these people whose whole day is geared around what's on telly. Are you a bit like my mum? Do you sit there with a paper and put like a highlighter through the things you want to watch?
Christmas I do that. Christmas, the Christmas radio sounds brilliant.
Get the old Stabilo Boss out, and here it is. Oh, look,
Sometimes I never even get around to watching what I'm going to watch. I went on ITV4 watch the French
Hinterland.
Yeah, to watch the French Open tennis. Mm. But I did notice they had the big match revisited on ITV4.
That's always good.
I watched a couple of those.
Was it a West Ham game, was it?
There was a West Ham game v Villa in the sixth round of the Cup 1980. Wow. And they were relying very much on the youngsters, young 21-year-old Alvin Martin.
Whatever happened to him?
Yes, indeed.
Brilliant. Andy, it's great because Andy's got such a bad memory. They're like live games to him.
Yeah, they are.
It's brilliant.
Well, I won't spoil it for you, but Ray Stewart scored a penalty in the last minute.
Well, that's he scored a lot of penalties.
Yeah, they beat Villa 1-0. And then I also watched Leighton Orient versus Villa.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Grealish. Do you remember Tony Grealish?
Yeah.
No, because I assumed he would be some relation
to Jack.
No relation to Jack, but he is the uncle of Example. Did you know that?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fulham fan and musician, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah.
Example, his real name's Elliot Gleave. But these, for a start, the mud is unbelievable. This was from 23rd of March 1975, so like towards the end of the season, the second division match, Orient versus Villa. Laurie Cunningham playing for Orient. Mm. And it was just like an endless stream of Laurie Cunningham being chopped down and sliding in the mud.
Well, Jack Grealish should definitely watch that. I do wonder if players now, if players of this, you know, current top players, watch those old big match revisiteds and old match of the days. But no, they just, if they go out to IDB4 to watch, you know, the GC.
Thiago Silva sitting home going, I used to love Brian Moore, he's great.
No, but the thing is, if you're a football and that's your trade and you see a game from 1970 on in a mud bath and with some horrendous tackling, you must be drawn to that, how different the game is. And also at times, to be drawn to a player like Laurie Cunningham just skating above these terrible surfaces and all these tackles and just being brilliant.
You don't listen to 70s radio, do you?
Well, I work with you, don't I?
I would.
I effectively do every day.
I've
got the idea I was listening to it now.
Living it now.
The conversation we broadly had could have gone out about 1972.
Of course it could. And that's the joy of it, I think. You know. Somebody said to me, although they sent me an email when Boom Radio starts. You know, Boom Radio's got, they've got all these people, like David Hamilton, they brought them back from Madame Tussauds.
What are you going to say?
they're putting them on Boom Radio. And somebody said to me, that sounds interesting for you, Boom Radio. Maybe, you might be able to extend your career a year or two. And I said, nah, it's for old people. So there you go.
Yeah.
Am I getting the hook now?
No, we've got a couple of minutes. Two or three minutes.
I thought it was interesting from a coaching point of view. Even if you're not a rugby league fan, there was a cracking game, Catalans versus Wigan, and Wigan had been
48-0.
It was 48-0. Yeah. Well, I thought to myself, what happened there? You know, I was watching this thing, and they had Brian Noble, such a good coach, Brian Noble in rugby league. But you know, they were saying, obviously, there's a time to press the panic button. What's going on wrong at Wigan? And, you know, are Catalan the real deal? Which, obviously, they are. Catalan look good this season. But his he sort of poo-pooed all this panic talk. And he says, it's never nice when you get nilled. It's never nice when you get thumped. But it happens from time to time. And I thought that is so wise. You know, just to say it happens from time to time. Because you look at Chelsea getting beat 5-2 by West Brom. And you look at City, those couple of matches earlier in the season.
You get sort of an outlier result and everybody's, it's carnage, isn't it? I mean, Sam was telling us, we deserve to win. We were the best team he was getting. They still went down. I mean, they were on the day.
Yeah,
they
deserve it.
Yeah. So I thought that was good. The other, you know, from a sort of management coaching point of view, it's a sort of different style of coaching. A thing called the Gaffer, which I don't know whether either of you have seen. It was on BT Sport. But I take it, you know, sort of hidden away. It was after midnight. But it looked like an old programme. And basically, it was sort of end of season matches in the National League. You know, it was Maidstone, Harrogate, Eastleigh and Hartlepool. Right. And they had access all areas. I've never heard so much swearing in my life. It was
really?
Unbelievable.
Was it that was just our producer when talking lost.
Was it a recent documentary of the current sides? Or
no, I think it was probably about 2 years old. I was trying to work out the exact. I think it would be the 90, certainly pre-pandemic, it would be the 1920 season.
So a lot of swearing.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, if you're one of those people that thinks
that
swearing,
like swearing
is big and it is clever, lots of it in there.
Right.
My favourite quote was...
Don't bring it to us verbatim, will
you, Martin? I won't bring it to you verbatim, but the guy was a lot of shouting going on. You don't get second chances, boys. You don't get second chances at this SH. So a couple of those. And I'm already asking you to do the basics. Bit more belief, bit more devil, be horrible. Be horrible. Let's be horrible.
See, these should be the slogans they're using in the car adverts.
Yeah.
These are all better, aren't they?
Absolutely. And
you don't get second choices, you know.
No, you don't get a second chance. You've got to go there.
Yeah, good.
So I enjoyed that. John Sill, veteran manager at that level. Good performance.
So we'll look out for that. The Gaffer,
if you see it, it's BT Sport. And like I say, I think it's a fairly old show. People who support teams at that level will probably have seen it.
Oh, excellent.
I saw it for the first time.
You're back overnight here in the studio.
I'm back overnight here in the studio, which is, I'm having to change all the, you know, we usually have arrangements whereby people dial into the
You haven't got to worry about that.
Well, I'm going to worry about that. So I'm going to give people different. We'll manage it.
You'll be fine. It's yeah. It's a Martin Kellner live and unleashed from 1 a.m.
Yeah, very much so.
Overnight tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you'll be back in your nerve centre next week. Yeah,
you're is it called Live and Unleashed?
No, I'm just I've no,
so, it. That's cool, that. I'd like yeah, that.
Yeah. Martin Kellner live and unleashed.
Yeah.
So good. So we won't. That's it. We won't see you for a while now, will we?
I don't think so. I'm here this weekend helping my daughter move out to
Washington. Washington. Yes, become Sky's Washington correspondent.
She will, and hopefully she'll
congratulations.
I'm trying to persuade her to do a little bit on the overnight show as well.
Yeah. Reasonable rates.
Yeah. Very reasonable rates.
Cheers, Martin. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Martin,
Martin Kellner there with a week of sport on TV.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From TalkSport. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, we're told by Charlie White in The Sun today that the haircut that will be sweeping the nation if England's number seven has a good tournament is the short jack and sides.
Very good.
They'll all be going into his barbers, like turnstiles in Surrey, asking for the Jack Grealish haircut. Yeah,
sounds
so
good.
Do look out for that. And you'll be having one as well.
I won't be. It was very interesting the other night that in that game that we had Grealish and they had Grealish.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was Jack Grealish.
That would have been good. Yeah. That was one you gave us earlier on, Martin Chiffers. What was he in?
He was in Bake Off.
A celebrity. Okay, right, fair enough. It's Gemma Collins wants to represent Great Britain at Eurovision, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And
that, yeah.
So we're trying to get minus Neil Poinier, are we? It'll be a new record. Fantastic.
She's such a Lennox Lewis. She talks about herself in the third party all the time. The GC, she said twice in that thing. It's
well, there
really
we are.
Strange.
Big fan.
This thing popped up on my phone this week. It's from, I'm not on Facebook, it came up on Instagram, and it said, it was various facts about COVID-19, and one of them was...
That'll cheer you up, wouldn't it?
It would. One of them was, it did make me laugh, this one. It said, you won't be able to make a COVID-19 vaccine at home. No kidding, really?
Is that right?
Who
really?
Thought they could?
Well, if you send that to a scientist, that wouldn't necessarily be true, would it?
It's ridiculous, honestly. Yeah. And I was watching this, in my life's become now, I was watching this thing on morning TV, and it was a whole thing about Princess Diana's wedding dress.
Oh, yeah.
It's going on exhibition at Kensington Palace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've booked tickets. I'm going with
them.
Have
you really?
Yeah.
You booked tickets to go?
I know.
Why is that?
Well, I thought Sue would like it, and you know, it's not really my thing, but you know, why not?
Yeah. What else is in it apart from the dress? What are the other?
I think a honeymoon outfit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You get your money's worth then.
Well, I think you get a tour of Kensington Palace as well.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know, yeah, could be good.
Well, enjoy, Andy.
Well, thanks very much.
Culture for you.
And do you see Fred Cyriac's daughter has been selected for... Fred Cyriac.
Joe Gladwin. That's one for the teenagers.
You cannot be Cyriac.
Yeah.
Has been selected...
Our dad. Yeah.
For the Olympics. The great news for...
Not Japan, not...
Well, not no. Well. Hopefully, she'll be able to complete her dream. She's only 16, so even if she does miss this Olympics, hopefully she'll be still around for the next one.
Yeah.
And but it says here she doesn't think of the. She's talking about her father. She doesn't think of the popular head waiter as a celebrity. I wouldn't describe him as a head waiter.
Well, it's effectively was he?
Yeah, he's front of house. He's a maitre d'. He's a TV presenter. I'm not describing him as a head
the
waiter.
The popular head waiter. He's making good money for a head waiter.
He's very
isn't
well.
I told you years ago when I worked at Chelsea, the chairman, he came in one day, Mr. Bates, and he said, "Hey, get your jacket on, we're going to lunch." Yeah. Well, he didn't sound like that, a thousand-year-old man. Get your jacket on, we're going to lunch. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Meeting some guy from the world of publishing, and he normally thought that was something I knew something about. Yeah, so he took me at lunch, and we went to a place just off the King's Road, I think, called Aubergine. And in those days, the chef was Gordon Ramsay. That was so. What about that? I was about to go down the road and buy a sandwich, and then 10 minutes later, I'm sitting there eating sort of quail's eggs and stuff like that. It was quite a treat, and it was great because the old man on form was spectacular, and he just took a dislike to this bloke.
Oh really?
And it just took him apart. The bloke was a bit of a big
head. Not Gordon Ramsay.
No, the guy that we was meeting, and it was always great to watch him take people up because he just took a dislike to this guy he was having lunch with. He was a bit of a big head, and that didn't go down well. So the old man was... it was a very entertaining lunch, and the food was good, so it was much better than the sandwich. Yeah. But the reason I bring this up is the waiter was the Frenchest man I've... I mean, it was so... It was like... I was going to sing Be Our Guest. You know, really, it was that... He was over-Frenching the pudding. But it was so French, I was so sure he was going to go out back afterwards, say, two steaks. You know, he was definitely... They're buying this, they're buying a French accent. No one's that French. He made Fred sound like Ray Winstone.
Really?
That's how French he was.
He wasn't being very French.
Anyway, there we are.
Did you get the planning
tales
news?
From the Chelsea boardroom there in the old
Beckham's
days.
Planning news?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Well, they've got a few problems now. It's they've come up against repeated obstacles at their luxurious Cotswold home, and now they're facing yet another headache. Plans for a super barn would house their fleet of farm vehicles.
Super barn.
Ride-on lawnmowers and tennis equipment. I don't know how many ride-on lawnmowers they've got. How many do you need, really?
Four.
Just the two would have hit a snag with West Oxfordshire District Council's biodiversity team. But this was in the bizarre column, you know, the pop news column. In the Sun. And at the end of it, he says, you can say what you like about their plans, but their country pile sounds very plush indeed. I, for one, would not turn down an invite for a night, Shay Beckham. No chance.
Wouldn't hold your breath.
Imagine them inviting.
They've had a bit of stick from the tabloids over the years. I don't think you'll be Simon, is it? I don't think you'll be the first name on the list. He might get in there at some
point. It's unlikely to me.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We will be bringing you the Oaks in Drive this afternoon at 4:30. We've got a live race for you as well from Epsom this afternoon. It's the Coronation Cup. It's coming up in just over 5 minutes' time, and our commentary team back together again. Are Rupert Bell and former jockey Lizzie Kelly. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, we've been flung back together again.
The dream team.
What a team.
Now, before we get talk racing, Lizzie, you since we last spoke, I think you've been honing your skills as an opera singer, we understand.
Oh,
is this right?
No.
Is this right?
Oh. Who told them this?
Just, I don't know. We just heard a whisper. I mean, we're not going to ask you to sing.
If looks could kill.
Have you got aspirations?
No, I threw that dream away at 18 years of age.
Did you? So,
yes, I'm afraid I...
You've not come back to it?
No.
Please don't undersell yourself.
Ooh. I was a trained opera singer and I went up to grade 8, so I could teach singing if I wanted.
Wow.
But I can't play an instrument, so I don't.
So she's a grade 8 singer and a grade 1 winning jockey.
Hey.
Could, back
you,
of the neck.
Can you sing, Rupert? Could you teach Rupert to sing? You think, or is that a lost cause, Lizzie?
I don't know. I mean, you're quite. I reckon you'd be a bit of a warbler.
a crooner in a slightly nightclub, probably.
Imagine,
what an image.
Yeah, that's right. Walking, where you're from. And if they were giving roses to the ladies, he'd be some old 70s crooner with a sort of big ruff. shirt and the bow tie. I can see that.
Like old cabaret singing. The words wouldn't make any sense at all. Feelings.
See, that doesn't bode well. That's going to be your. This could be a reality TV show. Lizzie teaching Rupert how to sing. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
We are going out to dinner tonight at Bill's in Epsom tonight. Ooh. Maybe it's
a duet. That'll be fantastic. It's a pair of you.
Well, I'm not sure Bills is ready for it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We end today, the last couple of weeks, of course, we've not been able to do that because Mike Ward, the Star's TV columnist and Brighton and Hove Albion fan, has been away. But Mike, it's good to have you back.
Contracting shingles on the first day on holiday. That was great.
Oh, no. Blimey, that's bad luck, isn't it?
What happened? Yeah.
Got shingles on the first day.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
That's brilliant.
That's a bit nasty there. How are you now?
I'm all right. It doesn't look good. I won't show you any pictures, but yeah.
Okay.
It's not a great look.
Good job. It's not telly, isn't it, really?
Yes. As always with me, yeah.
Did you go anywhere nice?
Cornwall.
Okay.
With the rest of the world.
Yeah, of course. Such busy down there. Yeah. Anyway. Now, as a Brighton fan, I'm quite impressed that you kick off today with Where Eagles Dare, a documentary about Crystal Palace.
A documentary about Crystal Palace that's, arrived on Amazon Prime today. It's quite strange that, I put it, and I've given it a review for the paper as well, I'll give it 4 stars. I'm just trying to look ridiculously, annoyingly magnanimous, look at me, aren't I great? I should have given it 1 star and slagged it off, but actually it's really good. It's about... Palace's sort of coming back from the brink when they were sort of on the brink of extinction in 2010. But it's a funny thing because it's actually the most of the series, which as I say has just arrived on Amazon Prime, was filmed in the 2012-2013 season, which of course was the season that they got promoted back to the Premier League at the expense of Brighton in the semi-final. I don't know why I've covered this program at all.
It's quite painful.
But the footage was never shown. This has been sitting around for years. Wow. It was never shown. So what they've done is they've got it and then they've updated it with interviews, sort of contemporary interviews. Of sort of all the relevant figures, most notably obviously Steve Parish, the chairman, and telling the story. And it is a sort of a reminder, the fact that some clubs rely on more than just big bucks to sort of survive. Although that's obviously key to the game now, and how it's an extraordinary story of the passion of the people who got involved and threw themselves behind it. To save a club that was really looking in dire straits. So it's good stuff.
Oh, okay. So that's Amazon Prime from today. I'll definitely go and check that out. I'll see tonight at 10:45. Seems a bit buried away. Gary Barlow, I'm with the band, which is Take That, Gary Barlow, and a sort of bunch of musicians that he puts together and plays a few hits.
He plays a few hits, and this is Gary Barlow. It's got a sort of slightly, almost like a Jules Hollandy feel to it. So basically, Gary Barlow orchestrates the whole thing, and he's got like a house band of various people that he's worked with or he knows,
come
from different backgrounds, etc., etc. So Jamie Cullum's there, and James May, Misha Paris, and Guy Chambers, who of course obviously wrote a lot of Robbie Williams's.
James Bay, you mean, not James May?
Did I say James May?
James May.
Oh no, that's much better.
James May, good.
Let's do that. And Richard Hammond on tambourine. It's brilliant. Tom Floyd. And then they have so that's the house band, that's the core of it, and then they have various guest people coming in and doing stuff along the way, and it's just got quite a nice sort of laid-back feel. They all look like they're having a good time, and then sometimes when you watch these things it can look a bit self-indulgent, but Gary Barlow being Gary Barlow, he manages to keep it very accessible and good fun. So that's 10:45 tonight on BBC One.
Nicola Adams and Bear Grylls together at last.
Together,
their wild adventure.
Yeah, she's going on to Dartmoor with Bear, and the format by now. Yeah. Each time he does it, he takes a different celebrity and uses the opportunity to sort of test their mettle, and also to sort of in the quieter moments to sort of have these sort of fairly intense conversations about their past and what motivates them, etc. So she's pretty, as you could expect, she doesn't flinch from the challenges. But there's obviously quite a lot. That she, from a personal point of view.
I've ever seen a programme with him in it somewhere.
I used to watch a fair bit for Burp back in the days. But ITV, 9:30 tonight. Celebrity Gogglebox. We had a chat with Martin Kemp yesterday. He said he was in this tonight.
He is, Martin and Roman Kemp. Mm. Various others who popped up before, so Denise Van Outen's there and Giles Brandreth and various other sorts. This week, apparently, among the things they've been looking at are Bake Off, The Professionals, Friends, The Reunion, The Masked Dancer, which of course everybody's been watching Yeah.
Well, I haven't. But there you
go. And have you watched any of it? Did you see?
You know, I haven't. I haven't seen any of it. You know,
I'll be honest. I'm a bit late to the party because you know what with the the holiday and the shingles. I'm thinking I can't have. It rained every day as well, by the way.
Sounds like a great holiday.
I've had holiday and shingles. The one thing I don't deserve is to throw myself straight into the masked dance at the moment as soon as I come back. But I have caught up with a bit. And the final of that is tomorrow night. Right. The thing I struggle with is that the Masked Singer, whatever you think of it, it kind of, you can use some sort of intuition because you hear the voice of the person singing. With the Masked Dancer, it's just guessing from clues because you're not going to know how somebody you can recognize a voice, you know, like you do the
mystery tell
voice.
Somebody's dance. You can't tell how Eddie the Eagle's dance.
I recognize
style.
That
you
dance.
Know, would you?
If you're doing, it's like doing a mystery voice competition. You think, oh yes, I recognize that voice. So you can sort of
you've got
guess.
A fighting chance. Yeah,
yeah
I'm with
whereas
you.
This is more sort of cryptic, so it doesn't quite work as well for me. No. But there you go. They don't care what I think.
3 days that shook football. Is it too early for a documentary about the European Super League? Apparently not. BBC
Apparently.
One, 11:20 on Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of this, I'll be honest. And it seems quite short. I think it's only about 25 minutes long, so maybe there's a bit more to say.
Well, that's how long the Super League was.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like quite... in real time.
Yeah, they probably just that was it, guys. You know, blink and you missed it.
British Academy Television Awards, Richard Ayoade's, I always find a funny man. He's doing, he's a compere for this one and handing out the gongs, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. This is on Sunday night on BBC One, so obviously, you know, big dramas like Gangs of London and The Crown are up for it. You know, Small Axe, Normal People from the miniseries. Soaps and continuing drama. Casualties in there. No Holby, funnily enough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not been a good week for Holby, has it?
It's not been a good week for Holby. You thought you had a bad week.
Gutted about Holby. Yeah. I mean, all the fans are.
Are we going to save it? I think.
Do you think it'll be like Marmite? They'll say, remember they had that big thing, didn't they, a little while ago? You know, they said they're going to stop making it. Anyway, just
and
very
Sabuto,
quickly.
Didn't they do it?
Sabuto, that's often the way to save something by saying it's going.
By getting rid of it.
Time. Jimmy McGovern. It's a great pedigree. Sean Bean, Stephen Graham, BBC One. 9 o'clock
this
on
this is Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC One. Sean Bean, Stephen Graham, Jimmy McGovern's dramas are always great. And it's a prison drama, and basically Sean Bean plays a prisoner who's just come to prison and has to adapt very quickly to his new surroundings. But what's interesting is that Jimmy McGovern's dramas are always incredibly sort of character driven. So a lot of these things, you know, like watching something, I don't know, Line of Duty at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, you really have to concentrate to keep up, and obviously you have to concentrate anyway. But with these, the story just unfolds at a very accessible pace. It is quite shouty at the start. Mrs. Ward is not going to like it if we sit down and watch it at 9 o'clock. I don't know, haven't watched it because it's just that. Shouting!
It's jarring after call the midwife, is it?
It is really? A bit jarring. Just calm down. You know, for about the first 5 minutes, it's just a lot of people shouting and attacking each other. So I think you need to brace yourself for that.
We will do, Mike. Brilliant. Well, take care. I hope you feel a bit better. We'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, guys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We're back on Monday, aren't we?
Yes.
Looking back on England and indeed the other friendlies, building up to the Euros. So until then, have a great weekend and we'll catch up with you on Monday at 1.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.